Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning at 7:03, 67 degrees now. It is going to be sunny, 86 by later this afternoon. It's Friday. For a lot of us, it's a three-day weekend for Columbus Day. Our top story, it's the game that the Longhorns and Sooners look forward to each fall.
It is Texas OU at the Cotton Bowl tomorrow.
This will be the 121st meeting between the teams. KRLD's Russell Scott takes a look at this year's Red River rivalry.
There's something special about this game being played during the state fair at the legendary Cotton Bowl. And, of course, students from both sides love it for different reasons.
My favorite part of the weekend is definitely I get to go home and see my dog.
I would say my favorite part of the weekend is seeing how excited everyone gets and also the professors moving back exams.
A big focus this year is Texas quarterback Arch Manning. He's had kind of an off year, and he knows this is a big game with a national spotlight.
And this game's really unique. A lot of guys go to OU to play Texas in this game. A lot of guys come here to play OU in this game.
Oklahoma comes in undefeated this year, and they likely will have quarterback John Mateer back from his hand injury. For the two-loss Texas team, it's a must-win if they've got any hopes of the playoffs. From the 24-hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we are the home of the Horns. Tune into KRLD tomorrow. We're going to have every play with Craig Way on the call, beginning with the kickoff at 2:30, the pregame an hour beforehand.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Now more of our team coverage of tomorrow's Texas OU grudge match. For the big game, Fair Park traffic will be heavy and parking will be scarce. So taking DART seems like a great idea, but with two deadly train shootings in the past 2 weeks, there are some concerns.
This is one of our largest ridership days.
DART's Jasmine Carter knows with extra trains heading to and from Fair Park, they need to lay on extra enforcement.
You will see transit security officers, you will see DART Police Department officers, and you will see fare enforcement officers out and about. If you have a question, please stop and ask.
Safety concerns have been ramped up since a man was gunned down on a DART train 11 days ago. Then it happened again. A man was shot and killed aboard a train Sunday night at the Pearl Art Station in downtown Dallas. DART knows how many people will be riding tomorrow. The 24 days of the Great State Fair of Texas are already just about the busiest period of the year for DART, and Texas OU Saturday is the busiest of all. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Partial government shutdown running right into a busy travel weekend today that might lead to flight delays.
52,000 flights are scheduled today to handle the moderate surge, but the FAA has been flagging air traffic control facilities for low staffing levels in recent days, as some air traffic controllers expected to work despite not getting paid call in sick instead. FAA Administrator Sean Duffy issued a warning.
We need the best and the brightest, the dedicated controllers. And if we have some on our staff that aren't dedicated like we need, we're going to let them go.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Maybe you got a big trip this weekend. I don't know. Maybe you're going to Ireland soon. I don't know.
I heard somebody is.
29 delays, 3 cancellations at DFW Airport so far today. The lines at the security checkpoints easing for the most part, but at A35, it is going to take about 30 to 35 minutes to get through that checkpoint.
And at Dallas Love Field, there are 14 delays in and out of the airport, no cancellations.
It is 7:07. And as the partial government shutdown drags on, both sides digging in.
There really are a couple of options. One side caves, or they both work out a deal. But the issue of extending Obamacare subsidies has not gone away. Democratic Congresswoman Julie Johnson of North Texas says this affects 100,000 people in her district alone.
The vast majority of people really support the Democrats in this mission to maintain health care for the people of Texas. And that is the response I've gotten from my constituents. And those are my marching orders for my people. And that's what I'm going to do.
From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
But Republican Senator Ted Cruz says his party is more than willing to talk about Obamacare, but not while this shutdown is hanging over everyone's heads.
Went and voted to open the government. The Republicans all stood together and voted to open the government. And the Democrats all said, shut it down. They said to our soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, you don't get a paycheck.
The earliest the Senate could take another vote to end the impasse will be next Tuesday because senators are heading home for the long holiday weekend.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
New this morning, President Trump, we're now told, is going to make an announcement from the Oval Office today. It'll be at 4 o'clock Central. Incidentally, he's also going to Walter Reed Medical Center this morning for a physical. That'll be at 9 a.m. Central. U.S. Central Command confirms that the Israeli Defense Forces have completed the first phase of withdrawal to the Yellow Line at noon local time. The 72-hour period to release the hostages has now begun. Texas and Oklahoma meet once again in the Red River rivalry at the Cotton Bowl tomorrow, where the 3-2 Longhorns try to upset the 5-0 Sooners for the Golden Hat Trophy. Forecast calls for heat. It's going to be sunny, near 90 degrees, and stepped up dart security. Kickoff's at 2:30. You'll hear it here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. You can listen in the Odyssey, iHeart, and tune in radio apps.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News this morning for GimmeTheVin.com as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. The news you need in the time you have.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Phase 1 of a U.S.-backed peace plan between Israel and Hamas is approved by the Israeli cabinet. Robert Sherman has more from Tel Aviv.
Overnight here in the early morning hours, we saw the Israeli government fully convening and greenlighting this deal in order to go forward with the phase 1 of this deal. In attendance, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, President's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who participated in these negotiations, also heavily involved in the Abraham Accords during the president's first administration, with the prime minister saying he believes all is so close to coming together.
Netanyahu's office says the plan will bring home all of the remaining hostages, both living and deceased. It's believed 20 of the 48 hostages are still alive.
This news for Blue Nail Roofing. Good morning at 7:24. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
A little hope for home buyers on the hunt right now. Mortgage rates have resumed their downward path, falling for the first time in 3 weeks. According to Freddie Mac, the average for a 30-year fixed loan is 6.3%. But keep in mind that a Redfin survey found that roughly 1 in 6 Americans are delaying a major purchase like a home because of the government shutdown. Checking on the market, stocks are looking at slight gains to wrap up the week. Wall Street has seen a relentless surge from April's market meltdown. S&P futures are rising 10 points. Dow futures are up 75. Yesterday, the Dow fell 243 points, with the markets taking a breather. And Levi's is feeling the pinch as tariffs are starting to bite. Executives with the iconic jeans brand says it's starting to feel the impact of the levies. Many American retailers have imported more inventory on concerns about rising tariffs. So far, Levi's already has 70% of products needed for the holiday shopping season. Courtney Dunahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
It is 7:25 on the KRLD Morning News.
The Dallas Stars survive a late rally and beat the Jets 5-4 in their season opener in Winnipeg last night. Dallas built up a big lead behind goals from Mikko Rantanen, Jason Robertson, Tyler Seguin, Nils Lundqvist, and also Wyatt Johnston.
Lundqvist to pass through, and a shot by Johnston, and he scores, and it's 5-1 Dallas.
Now, Winnipeg's Kyle Connor scored three times in the third, nearly helped Winnipeg complete the comeback, but penalty kill shut the door in the final minutes. The win gives new head coach Glenn Gullitson a victorious start to his second stint with Dallas. Stars head to Denver to face Colorado tomorrow.
Friday night lights will shine brighter than ever in Denton. For the first time, DATQ Stadium is sold out, all 30,100 seats, as North Texas hosts number 24, South Florida, tonight. It's a big night for head coach Eric Morris and company.
You earn the right to play in these big games, first and foremost. And I told the kids this week, like, we've earned the right for us to be able to be on this stage and do this. But just like anything in life, like, you got to seize opportunities when they're there.
The Mean Green are 5-0 for the first time since 1959 and chasing one of their biggest wins in modern program history. A victory would make UNT Bowl eligible and put them in the national spotlight. South Florida brings a balanced offense and a dynamic quarterback in Byron Brown. The kickoff tonight at 6:30 on ESPN2. The LA Dodgers heading into the NL Championship Series as they edge the Phillies 2-1 in 11 innings to win their division series 3-1. The Chicago Cubs, meanwhile, kept their season alive, shutting out the Brewers 6-0, forcing a decisive Game 5 tomorrow at Wrigley Field. And in the American League, it is win or go home tonight in Seattle, where the Mariners host the Tigers. The winner moves on to meet Toronto in the ALCS.
One of the most lovable off-court figures in college basketball has died.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, the beloved chaplain for Loyola Chicago's men's basketball team, has died at the age of 106. The university announced her death on Thursday night. She became an international celebrity during the team's 2018 Final Four run, even inspiring a bobblehead of her likeness. She spoke with the AP in 2023.
I think sports are very important because they help develop life skills. And during those life skills, you're also talking about faith and purpose.
Health issues led her to step down in August, but she remained an advisor. Loyola President Mark C. Reed praised her as a source of wisdom and grace for over 60 years. Sister Jean published a memoir in 2023 sharing life lessons. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.